It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Barbie Heck. She is the Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. We've got our third quarter giveaway that's getting ready to kick off or is going already. How about a meeting? They're general meetings that anybody can really go to. And then their luncheon that's coming up. We've got ribbon cuttings. We've got a lot to talk about when it comes to the chamber. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, anytime. Let's talk about the Chamber of Commerce. How's things going?
Really good. Really good. Busy.
Well, that's a good way to be.
Yes.
At least you know what you got laid out in front of you the next day, right?
That's right.
So let's talk about this really cool third quarter giveaway that you guys have got going on.
Right. So the third quarter paddle day giveaway launched at our luncheon last week. The chamber purchased 2 paddle boards and 2 life jackets from one of our new members, the Food Ranch in Orangeville. And it's going to be at seven different locations, and we are going to draw 5 qualifiers from each location, and then those qualifiers will be put into the drawing, and we're going to draw for the winner on August 18th at the luncheon at Winger's.
This is going to be, these giveaways are great. I mean, every year, every quarter, you guys spend some money and you spend it locally, and that's really cool, and give away great prizes. And this one's no different. It seems like everybody wants to own a paddleboard right now.
Right. And so this one's kind of hurried a bit because we launched it in July and we're going to draw the winner in August, but we really wanted the winner to be able to enjoy them in the nice weather.
And still be able to use it while the weather's in decent shape.
Yeah. And let me just give a shout out to all of the chamber members that agreed to host. We appreciate your support. Utah Power Credit Union, Rock Hard Survival, Aunt Nell's Soda Fountain and Gifts, WaFed Bank, CNS, Ramada, and Bank of Utah. We sure appreciate all of their support.
So you can all go and check out what you could win at these businesses and then enter in while you're there, right?
Right. Well, the giveaway is going to move from one business to the next, and you can find that schedule on our website at carboncountychamber.net.
All right. So we've got that coming up. And then you guys every year, every month have a meeting, and the general public is involved, is invited really to go to the meeting, aren't they?
Absolutely. On the first Thursday of every month, we have a board meeting, and it is absolutely open to the public. You're more than welcome to join us. We'd love to have you.
And we talk about these. What are the kinds of things that you guys talk about in the chamber board meetings, just to kind of give people an idea of what goes on?
Well, depending on who our guests are, we would introduce our guests and then ask for updates from, we usually have someone from Price City Council joins us. Sometimes we have members from Helper City join us, and we ask for city updates. If we have guests, we give them a few minutes to introduce themselves and tell us what they're about, what if they have a business, what that business is about, and how we can support them.
And just kind of throw it around and let people give great ideas and talk about different things. And once again, you as a member of the public can be there and can go to these meetings. They're in the county buildings, correct?
That's right. They're in the Carbon County Administration Building in the lower conference room at 9:15 a.m. on the first Thursday of every month.
All right. So you got one of those coming up the first week there of August. Another thing that you guys always have that the public is more than welcome to go to is your luncheons, your monthly luncheons. And where's the one going to be at this time around? And what are we going to talk about in that luncheon?
We are going to be at Winger's in August on the 18th at noon. And our speaker is Rita Vigor from the PTAC. Our business spotlights are Castle Country RV, and there's going to be another spotlight, but we've made some changes, and I don't have the final name for that one yet. And then the community spotlight is the Helper Express Playground.
So all kinds of great things going on. The luncheon, if you want to go to it, you just need to give you guys a call down there at the chamber, and there's a fee to go to the luncheon. And what is that, and when do they need to call to RSVP?
So if they could call the Friday before the luncheon, I believe that's August 12th, and let me know if they're going to be there. The cost is $18 for chamber members, And $25 for non-members.
Okay. And so it's a great way to keep on top of what's going on in the community. Maybe you can find out new businesses that may be coming, what some businesses are planning, different things like that, and just be involved in that community as well. Well, Barbie, I think we covered everything. Did you want to have anything else you needed to add before you get out of here?
I do have a ribbon cutting coming up on August the 5th. It's going to be before Helper's First Friday. It's going to be for Asia Rain Art and Sunrise Art Space at 4 p.m. on Friday, August 5th.
So you might as well go up there, go to the ribbon cutting, and then hang out for First Friday. Sounds
Absolutely.
Like it's going to be a really good First Friday.
It really does. Always sounds exciting. I think there's going to be some live music. It's going to be good.
Yep. So head on up there for that. And if you have any other questions, you can always give the chamber a call at
435-637-2788.
All right, Barbie Heck, the Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for coming in and keeping everybody up to date on what's going on with the Chamber this time.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.